Hey, everybody. I'm Giorgio Valentini. Welcome to another episode of the Napolitano Webcast, or as we like to call it, Napolitano Cast. One thing that I can say right now, it is such a great time to be in the housing industry. And I brought in somebody who is going to be able to really hit that home for everybody. Today, we have Wes Flowers. He is a loan officer with Southern Trust Mortgage. Wes, welcome, man. This is exciting to have you here.
Giorgio, thank you for having me on the Napolitano Cast.
This is awesome.
Happy to be here, brother.
This is good. Hey, this has been a crazy year and a half. I think that one of the things that around the housing industry and everybody within construction, real estate, or whatever, we are seeing that there is the same thing that everybody's saying the same thing. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But I think that with all this craziness, I think that what we're seeing is that there's a lot of people out there that think that, I don't know if this is the right time for me to even consider buying a home, or if this is the time for me to even consider, you know, downsizing, upsizing, whatever it is. The thing is, a lot of people probably rent out there or are stuck in mortgages that don't even really help them in any way for, you know, for the foreseeable future. So, I mean, it's amazing what's going on.
It really is. It really is amazing. Prices have been increasing steadily, and interest rates, as you've heard, whether it's on the news, read on the internet, are at all-time lows. Now, we were at a point, you know, 4 or 5 months ago where we really hit some rates that had never been seen before, and it was really exciting.
Yeah.
It got people excited, not only from hearing about them, but actually seeing those payments on paper when they actually spoke with a lender. So the market has moved slightly, but we are still looking at historically low interest rates right now, and it is driving the buying. You know, one of the big questions that I get hit with is my value going to be here on this property? You know, prices have gone up. You know, some values are there, some aren't. But at the end of the day, people are worried if the prices are going to be there 2-3 years down the road. The rates are great and the payments are low, but that's the big question. And let me hit you with something on that that I really feel strongly about that I don't think a lot of people know or think about, really. I think we are way overdue for an increase in values. I truly do. Things have been fairly stagnant since 08. 09. There's been some small increases in value, but nothing substantial by any means. And when you add that up, we're due for this. We've been due for this. And I think these values are here to stay. I truly do. And with Napolitano specifically, I have had no appraisal issues. And that is a very positive thing and speaks volume to the product that they're building and where they're building it.
I tell you what, that appraisal question, you hit on a really, really good point. A lot of people are concerned about their appraisals because are the appraisals going to be the same as what it is that they're applying for or what it is that they're going to get? And that always ends up being a really, really interesting question amongst whether you're buying an existing home or you're buying a new home. A Napolitano home. Absolutely.
Yep.
But I think that is one of the biggest questions right now is will the homes hold their value?
They will. They will hold their value. Let me explain the appraisal too. You know, appraisals are simply just collateral for the mortgage company.
Yes.
They really are. Now, these buyers need to see what they're buying and know that the value is there. Most people buying new construction, it's not a 2 or 3 year deal. You know, it's 5 to 8 or even further down the road, but, they need to fall in love with what they're buying, and that's what they do at Napolitano Homes. But, again, let me repeat that. The appraisal is just collateral for the mortgage company. It's something that we need to see, but you're seeing a lot of, you know, a lot of appraisals still hitting value these days, still hitting the sales prices.
It's interesting because one of the things that we just recently had come across is personally on our end, my father-in-law was looking for a new home. And he was kind of saying, you know what, I think that I'm just going to maybe rent for a little while until the market eases up or slows down a little bit. But you know what? The consensus is there. If you don't buy now and if you don't pull the trigger right now, you don't know what it's going to be a few months from now or next year or whatever. Right now is the time because values, like you said, are going up and are steadily going up.
They are. Yeah. Renting versus buying, a very big question in this business as well. And, you know, I'm not totally in tune with the day-to-day rental market and the monthly amounts, but you know, I am involved in the sense where I talk with buyers about what they're paying or what they're seeing out there when they call me and say, hey, Wes, I was looking at a rental, but, you know, I decided to look at buying. You know, a friend of mine was doing the same thing, and now they're telling me how their payments ended up and where they're living in their house, and they love it.
And that's the one thing to keep in mind is that I think a lot of people don't realize that for the amount of money that they're spending on rent, they could possibly very easily afford a new home. But then you start asking, well, okay, well, do I have the money for a down payment? Do I get military incentives? Do I get all these things? There are so many options right there available out to people. And I think that one of the things that we really need to kind of focus on is really for whenever we're attracting potential new buyers, is that this process can be simplified if they talk to somebody like you who knows is in tune with the market. However, you're specialized in new home construction loans. And that is one thing that I also want to kind of establish is there's a difference between new home construction and a regular loan. What is the difference? Because a lot of people, we get that question a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot there. And before I jump into that, let me hit back on that rent versus buying one more time. Because there's some numbers that I was working that really will hit home here to some buyers. At a $400,000 price point, let's say, putting a 5% down payment, you're talking, say, roughly $2,100 a month on your payment. If you're looking at a rental in that same category, and again, that's more of conventional financing. If you're a government loan VA, maybe closer even to $2,000 a month. But if you're looking at a rental, you're not going to find anything cheaper than that right now. You're really not. So we're talking about owning your own property, paying your own mortgage by buying, and on top of that, you're paying yourself back.
Correct.
Roughly, let's say $600 a month with your equity. You're paying yourself back by paying your mortgage and building equity.
Correct.
That's the moral of the story there. But back to Giorgio's question there on new construction versus resale. I get that a lot as well. You know, I'll talk with the buyer about a resale pre-approval, and they'll switch to new construction. They're out there in the market, and they're looking at some resale properties, and they're worn out. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 offers and cannot get a contract. On top of that, they're not getting closing cost assistance. Napolitano Homes is still playing closing cost assistance. That's a huge gain right there. But people will start on the resale side and then come back, hey, Wes, is this stuff still good for new construction? Of course it is. It's the same thing. When we're talking builder financed, which is what we're talking about over here at Napolitano Homes, they're building the home, financing the build, and selling you the end product. It's the same thing. So the qualifications the same, the rates are the same. There's no, you know, special financing, anything tricky there. So it's a very easy switch, and a switch that you're seeing a lot of people make these days because of how grueling the resale market is and the closing cost assistance as well. You can pretty much guarantee yourself that you're not going to come across a seller on a resale that's going to give you 1 or 2 or 2.5, 3% on closing costs these days. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that you touched on a great point now. Okay, so there's all these things as far as, you know, all right, new home or all these offers and so forth. All right, so somebody is saying, you know what, let's go ahead and look into buying a new home. Let's start that journey. What are one of the first things that you would be able to tell everybody out there? Okay, what's one of the first things that you need to have ready to go before you even come talk to you?
Really, the first thing that a buyer wants to do when they're even considering purchasing a property is reaching out to a lender. You've got to see where you're at, see where your comfort zone is, and especially see where your credit's at. I have a lot of buyers, you know, that tell me their credit score is 800. I hear it a lot. I hear it a lot. And some of them are at 800. Most are not.
I wish.
Me too. You know? Me too. In fact, I ask some of my buyers for credit advice sometimes. But at the end of the day, having your credit assessed thoroughly, you cannot start that process soon enough. You really can't. A lot of buyers, let's say 95%,
all right,
that I talk with are saying, you know, hey, Wes, or I'm saying to them, all right, hey, let's start the process. Thank you so much for reaching out. Let's take a look at that credit. Let's see where we start there, see if there's some things that I can do to better your credit situation. My job as a lender is to get you the best mortgage that I can. To do that, I need to help you get your credit score as high as possible.
That's awesome.
That is my job as a lender. And a lot of buyers out there, most everybody, is looking at, say, a Credit Karma or a free credit report.
That is one thing. I'm so glad you touched on this, because you know what? It's like the Zillow of real estate.
That's exactly what it is, Giorgio. Verbatim. It truly is. It's really not bothersome, but it's something that agents from a Zillow standpoint and lenders from a free credit report or Credit Karma standpoint get hit with all the time. Buyers thinking they know where they stand. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like that buyers are doing their research.
I got to ask you something. How many facepalms do you normally get on an average day or average week? It's like, oh, yeah, my credit score is this. Where did you check it? Credit Karma. Oh, and then all of a sudden, instant facepalm, right?
9 out of 10, Jordan. 9 out of 10. And again, it's not frustrating. Again, I'm glad buyers are doing their research and monitoring their credit, because there are good things that come out of these engines and services, such as knowing if someone opened up an account fraudulently.
Correct.
Or knowing if there's a bill that's been going missed that they have not been tracking, things like that. But to fine-tune your credit score, not there. It's really not. And credit score is very important, whether we're talking a conventional loan or an FHA loan or how much your mortgage insurance is going to be, down payment requirement, things like that. It's very, very important. With that, let me elaborate a little bit more too, because a lot of people, I'll say that, but they still don't understand. Well, why? Why? How could it be that different? It's called a scoring model. Different companies, different financial institutions use different scoring models. You go to buy an automobile, you could have a credit card that's been maxed out for the last 24 months, but you've made your payment on time every month. 800 score, baby.
Yep.
You know, they're not docking you for that. From a mortgage standpoint, when you're making such a large purchase, we're looking at how you use your credit.
Yes.
I am very glad that you have not missed payments on those bills, but the fact that you have run that credit card to the top end and kept it there, that's going to hurt you a little bit more on a mortgage. A tri-merge credit report, they call it, where we pull from all three credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Yes.
So that's the discrepancy there. It's scoring models. They use a little bit different of a model to calculate your score. And of course, when you're buying something that's $400,000 versus $50,000, things are going to be a little bit tighter. They're going to look at it a little bit closer. And it's really comes down 90% of the time to about a 20 to 30 credit score point difference, which again, back to Giorgio's initial question with getting with a lender, why it's so important to reach out. You could have a buyer that has had a 600 credit score per Credit Karma, and they think that's qualifying, or 620, 640, wherever it may be. They think they're good, and then they call a lender and they find out it's 610. But at that point, it's late. They've already fallen in love with the property.
Correct.
And that's the last thing that I want to
happen. It's disheartening, because they're built up saying, oh, I've got this. And it's kind of like, you know, you got to let them down.
That's it, Giorgio. You know? It's disheartening. I'm giving you our first conversation is a bad one. I'm
yeah,
giving you
exactly.
bad news.
And that right there, exactly. But I think that's one important factor is that, yeah, you do your research, you do all of the legwork. But at the same time, to start the conversation with a lender really is what you really want to do, is to kind of like, okay, let's work this out. Let's see what it is that I can afford. Let me see what it is that you look at, because I know that you guys look individually at the whole picture, not just factors or variables that are plugged into like a data model. And you guys actually look at the entire story of the entire individual.
The entire story of the entire individual. My job as a loan officer, how I earn my commission, is not only by communicating, getting you the best deal, making sure your loan's going the distance, being here to answer your questions. It's also helping you gain the highest credit score possible. That's really where a loan officer can assist you if they're willing to, you know, to dig in and really help. And it's because we look at credit all day. I look at rescoring borrowers, and let me explain that. Rescoring is a system where, say you have, or you think, you know, per one of the, you know, Credit Karmas of the world, wherever it may be, 580, 590 is your credit score. There's a rescore system that allows us to go into your credit and look at your history and plug in future scenarios. If we drop this balance here, if we had this collection removed, what could it do to our credit score? It's an amazing system that a lot of people may hear about, but they really don't know how it works or how efficient and effective it can be. because it's a very quick acting engine. Most people think when they pay a credit card down, it takes 30 days to report. How long is it going to reflect on my credit report? That's true. It does take some time. But with the Rescore engine that we have, as soon as you pay that debt down, which will post 24, 48 hours later, I send it up. I got it. I got your score back in 3 days. 3 days, folks. That is amazing turn times right there from going from a potential 580 score to a 640. So again, as a lender, my job is to analyze your credit regardless of the loan scenario we're starting with. So say we start in an FHA loan, which is a government type loan, and we want to try and get into a conventional loan, which is a better loan option if we have a little bit more money down and a higher credit score. My job is to do everything I can in my power to get you there.
And that's brilliant advice because, you know what, I think that a lot of people are very nervous about going in, whether they think they know what their credit score is or they're afraid because they've got some sort of blemish on their credit report. But a lot of times, and I've always been one of these people that always has believed that a credit score does not tell the full story of the individual. There are different things happen. Good things happen to, well, bad things happen to good people. We don't want to go the other way. And so what we're seeing is that, you know, they'll say, hey, look, my score is down because this happened back a few months ago or a year ago or whatever. However, I'm doing this and this and this and this. That conversation is important to have with you based on what it is that you're talking about, your scoring model, isn't it?
That's it, Giorgio. I don't care what happened in the past, folks. I want to see where we're at now and help you get there. That's all that I want to do. I'm not here to make judgments. I want to analyze everything that you've done and get you on a path to buying one of these Napolitano homes. That's it. That's all I want to do. Also, with that, you know, I feel very strongly about this and may, you know, give people a little bit more firm feedback than they want sometimes. But you have the, you know, the again, the credit karmas of the world where they're showing you information on a credit score that is from a different scoring model than a mortgage company uses that looks attractive and appealing. That's why people keep going back to these sites.
Oh, yeah.
They want to see good information.
Oh, absolutely.
Good news, positive feedback. Look at my score climbing.
Well, I mean, look, from a personal standpoint, I went one time on there and I went both to Experian and to Credit Karma. And I noticed that we had an inflated score. I had an inflated score, at least over about 60 to 70 points higher than my actual score really was. That can make or break anybody.
Oh my gosh, 60 to 70 is monumental. 5 or 10 can be monumental. But the way that they attract buyers to continue to come back and look at those scores, it's misleading in a way. Because it gets people locked in and zoned in on what they think their credit score is. And it gives them that positive feedback. Back to what Giorgio said about people, you know, maybe being scared or timid to see what's on their credit. Getting that positive reinforcement keeps them going back to these engines that are telling them what they want to hear, but not telling them the facts.
Yes. And that's huge because sometimes, you know what, when you're talking to somebody like Wes, you're going to need to have a little bit of a reality talk as to this is what's, you know, this is what's going on. This is how it needs to fix. But talking to a loan officer, especially like Wes, he will actually tell you, let's do this. This is the scenario. We can move you forward. And that's hugely important. So, I mean, one of the factors that you look at, let me know, what is it something that you would tell new buyers coming in? All right, tell me what it is that you want to do. People are thinking, oh, I can afford this $400,000 home. I have this great job, you know, former military, all these factors come into play. All right, they have absolutely no idea. They're just kind of throwing out all these things at you. What is the first thing that you're going to ask these people when they're coming in with all these questions?
First of all, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to shoot you straight on what I see and what I think that you can do. I'm not ever going to be in a position where I'm giving you numbers that you want to hear. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you numbers, and then I'm going to tell you where we may be from a market standpoint in 6 months. Nobody truly knows that answer, but worst case scenario, I want to over-deliver these numbers to you at the end. Mm-hmm. That is my goal as a lender. And in that case, you know, I'm not sugarcoating things up front and making them look pretty. I want to show you real numbers, and then, like I said, over-deliver at the end. But back to Giorgio's question there, the first thing that I'm really hitting on with these buyers is what their comfort zone is every month. Everything is payment driven in this business.
Yeah.
And I need to know that. That gives me a starting point. Now, there's three main different mortgages: VA, which is your military loan, active duty service members, veterans, reserves, an excellent loan. If you have VA eligibility, 99% of the time, it's the way to go. We have a conventional loan option, which is a higher credit score, larger down payment loan. The mortgage insurance on that loan is dictated by the amount that you're putting down and where your credit score is. Again, the more we're putting down, the higher the score, the less the mortgage insurance. And then we have the FHA loan, which is still an excellent loan product. It's a government loan product as well, and it has fixed mortgage insurance. But really, the loan product that people want to look at, if they have a maybe a mid-range credit score and they're saying, hey, Wes, what is the least that I can put down? Because that down payment requirement is only 3.5%. And then the conventional, of course, the more you put down, really 20% is the goal there, because that's where we avoid the mortgage insurance.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you know what? The down payments is always a big question. It's always things that frighten young buyers, that they haven't saved enough, or they don't know where they're going to get this money or how they're going to be able to afford this. So you've got somebody, and you know what, right now, what's driving is the millennial market is actually, they're at that age now where they're wanting to buy their first new home or their first home and getting out of a rental, getting out of a lease. And so these are the type of buyer profiles that we're seeing that are very well informed, but they don't know exactly if they're going to be able to afford it or the down payment. And look, let's kind of talk about the, you know, let's put that 900-pound gorilla in the picture. Student loan tends to drive that factor a lot, because these millennials are still either completely riddled with student loan debt. And how is that going to affect their home purchase? These are all questions that I know come up on a regular basis.
Yeah, great point, Giorgio. Student loans are a very big deal. And the main reason why they make them a big deal from a loan officer's perspective when qualifying borrowers is what we're actually using from a monthly payment standpoint, charging you against your debt ratio.
Yes.
Most student loans, especially in these COVID, pre-COVID times, post-COVID times, are in deferment. And they're not making a payment. Therefore, they're thinking that when they're qualifying or pre-qualifying, pre-approving for these mortgages, that that is not a debt that's taken into account. It absolutely is.
Yes.
It absolutely is. And in fact, you know, I would go as far as saying reaching out to a lender as soon as you think about buying a home is so important. Number one, from looking at the credit scores and a credit standpoint. Number two, student loans. Especially number two, if you have those student loans.
Yes.
It really is, because I need to tell you what we're going to be charging monthly, because it is different from loan to loan. I won't get into the specifics of the differences there, but that is very, very important to discuss with a lender so we can get your debt ratio right and make sure that you're buying in your means as well. Because at the end of the day, you're seeing these loans as deferment, forbearance, whatever it may be, but that payment will be coming due. And the last thing that I want to do is be putting you in a situation where we're qualifying for this mortgage and then here you are, because it's a lot of numbers that we go through. It's a lot of numbers, especially a first-time home buyer. And we're not taking those into account. And here you are with this mortgage and maybe a higher end debt ratio. And here comes these student loans 2 or 3 years later, and it puts you in a bad spot.
And as of right now, it's been a common question. I mean, those are one of the biggest debt that a lot of people are looking into. And that's a lot of times why it is that they don't go in and even start even the conversation in regards to that. And that's why I think there's a lot of young people out there that are afraid to even start that entire process. But from everything that you've been telling me, Wes, I mean, it actually sounds like it's a viable option still, because if they have other factors, their employment, their everything in check, and even if the student loans are coming in to come and due, there's still a shot for them to be able to afford a new home.
100%, especially with where rates are at right now. That is the big thing. What I tell buyers all the time, my new construction buyers, resale buyers as well, mainly new construction buyers, because we have 4, 5, 6 months, you know, until the home is ready. Save, save, save. And I'm telling those buyers that repeatedly at the pre-qualification or right after they're under contract. But for those of you out there that are listening to this and thinking about purchasing a home, I want you to hear those words and start on that right now, because that is the most important thing. Save, save, save. Padding that bank account. That's a very important thing that the mortgage company looks at as well, is what do we have in savings? You know, we want to know that y'all have some cushion in that account, you know, some months of reserves to make a mortgage payment. I'm not saying by any means that you're going to need to put that money down. VA loans all day, 100% financing, greatest loan out there. We have some VHDA loans as well that we could do on these new construction properties.
All right, and, VHDA.
Yeah, VHDA.
And what are those?
Yep, Virginia Housing Development Authority. They offer multiple loan products, government conventional loan products, grants, and just other ways to finance the property without coming out of pocket with the cash.
Yeah.
Now, there are some income limits to those, as well as some some tighter debt ratio restrictions. But those options are there. But regardless, even if we are going down the road of one of those products, I can't drive the point home hard enough that save are the three pieces that you need to continually tell yourself throughout the process. Because padding your bank account just puts you in a better situation. It provides you with the ammunition to buy down that rate if you need to get a little more aggressive there.
Yes.
Hey, Wes, you told us to save. We padded this bank account. What should we do with the money? Good on you. Good work. Now we have some options here.
I mean, you like to hear that when they come in saying, hey, I've got some savings. I've got some money already saved up. That right there probably is going to start the whole process of you talking to them about a potential loan, all the better.
Love it, Giorgio. I love it. It tells me how serious they are. It tells me they have their finances in line and they've worked hard to save some money. All lenders like to see that. Now, again, there's some lenient loan products out there, and we can make some things work with very little to no reserves. But again, the purpose of this, me and Giorgio getting together today to talk to you buyers out there, is to hit homes with some of these points. And for those of you that are listening, can take some of this information and start to work on it now to put you in a much better buying position when it comes time.
And it all starts with a conversation and a simple call. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Start the conversation. Yes, you can pull the trigger, but at least you start knowing now how much it is that you can afford. And also with Napolitano Homes, we've got a range of offerings as far as homes are concerned that will fit within your budget given what it is that you can afford. So, I mean, you know our product, Wes, so you've got something for anybody.
Yeah, we do. That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, Napolitano has multiple different sites, multiple different price points, single family, townhomes. They've really got it all. You know, getting with the lender and figuring out what you can and cannot do is the most important thing. Now, when going under contract, or even before, again, with the save line that I hit everybody with, throttling back on purchases is very important. And that all stems from save. You know, you're not buying as much. You're watching where you're going out to dinners, things like that. It's very important. But especially after you're under contract, you have got to speak with your loan officer before moving any money around, making any purchases. Any big financial moves is so important, especially in the new construction arena where we are under contract for 4 months. And, you know, here we are on the home stretch and a new vehicle pops up and that kicks your debt ratio a little too high. And, you know, we have a problem.
I remember that was one when we bought our house 28 years ago. That was the one thing that the people who had put in an offer before us, they ended up buying a new car in the middle of the process, had no clue. They thought that, oh, I can get a car because I'm already in process to get this. And all of a sudden they failed to qualify at last minute. And the people who were living in our house at the time already had orders to be someplace else. They had already a job that had already started up there. So they were like, I need to get rid of this house because I thought that those people were going to qualify. And that can put a lot of people in jeopardy as far as if all of a sudden the loan falls through or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know, once you start this process, you have got to watch your spending. You have got to watch everything that you do, buy, save, like Wes says, save. I was about to ask him if he had 3 points that he wanted to kind of just, you know, emphasize, but I think number one, save. Number two, save. Number three, I think he repeated already. I think it's save, you know. So, I mean, that in all, I think really sums up is really what you want to do is you when you first start talking to a loan officer, you want to be able to say, hey, Wes, this is what I've got. I'm bringing this to the table. okay, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
And not think that he is going to judge you. He is really there to work for you, with you, and be able to give you the best loan option possible.
That's it. That's it. It's one quick call, and it's not going to hurt your credit score. That is one of the biggest fears of buyers. Well, I've been reading and hearing that it's going to hurt my credit score if I call. No, it's not. That's the last thing that I'm going to do as the guy trying to get you money to buy this home is put you in jeopardy or hurt your credit score. You're allotted multiple mortgage inquiries within a 30-day period without affecting your credit score. And again, I feel that that's what these engines, the credit karmas of the world, do. It's a scare tactic, you know, to buyers. Say, hey, don't have your credit pull. Just keep coming to our site every day and we'll sell you on our advertisement.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's it. I mean, that's really it. But you've got to have a lender pull your credit. It's not going to hurt your credit score. And in the new construction arena, again, we're going to be re-pulling that in 5 months. Pulling it now is only going to help you. It really is.
Now, that's a good question. Now, okay, so you're already in the process of this new home loan, everything, and right about before closing. Do you guys pull, again, another report just to make sure that you guys or the buyer is on track with everything? Explain that. So the process is about 3/4 of the way done. They're about to close. You want to pull up another report just to make sure that everything is cool.
Yep, that's right. That's it. Make sure it's cool. We always do it at the end. We're checking to see if there's any late inquiries that have come through here for any purchases. Because if they have, whether you've bought in that product or not, we need to address it. And whether that payment has come to fruition yet, we are counting that against your debt ratio. Nothing gets missed in this business. Getting a mortgage is like applying for a job at the Pentagon.
Yeah,
it truly is.
They look at you. It's almost shy of just giving them your firstborn.
It is. It really is. But I'm not saying that to scare people that getting a mortgage is such a bear and overwhelming.
No,
it's not. If you qualify to buy a house, you're getting this house. I promise you that. But what I'm really saying there is that nothing gets missed. If there's something, a piece of important information, whether you think I've seen it or not, make sure you tell me about it.
Yeah.
Let me hear about it now so we can figure it out and we can find a way around it now. Because if I don't uncover it for 30 or 60 days, that's more of a problem.
Yes, exactly.
I need to know it, and I need to know it now, and it's only going to help you down the road. I promise you that.
I think what this really boils down to is that you really are an advocate for the home buyer.
100%. 100%. And again, back to what I said, I earn my commission off of making the scenario better for you from beginning to end. We have a long period of time between now and closing. I'm trying to come back and impress you with new information on a new loan product or a new scenario that saves you money.
That's awesome. Wes, you know what? I have now been humbled because now I know more than when you first walked in before this podcast. And so I feel like
that makes me
much.
Feel good.
Michael here, our producer as well too, I think that we both like feel like this was a class that we have just, you know, been through. And Wes, this has probably been one of the coolest podcasts, man. I really appreciate you coming in. I think that you like schooled us.
Georgia, this has been excellent. And we've really hit on some good points. I think all the really good points for buyers that are thinking about making that next step. So please take some of this information and run with it. Write it down. Remember it, because it will help you, all of it.
And Wes, how can they contact you if they need to reach out to you and start that journey?
Yeah, so cell phone is best for me. I've always got it. 757-343-7578. You call me there, text me there. Weekends, late at night, early morning. I try and always make myself available. I do some baseball with my boys, so if I don't answer you right away, just leave me a message or shoot me a text and I'll get back with you right away. I have an excellent team working with me as well. It really takes a team these days to really get things done smoothly, to hit that closing date, to have communication spot on. I really want to hit on all cylinders.
That's awesome to hear. Wes, thank you so very much. Southern Trust Mortgage, Wes Flowers is your man. And if anybody's got any questions, I mean, please reach out to them right away. It's been a pleasure, Wes. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you all very much. Do you love where you live? You will with Napolitano Homes.